Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Hey, Richies. Today's episode mentions racism, and we swear, please be advised.
Brooke, if there's one thing I know we can count on when we sit down to watch The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, it's that we're going to get drama on drama on drama on drama.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, it's my favorite. I don't even sit down. I stand right up to watch it.
Well, usually when Erica, Garcelle, Lisa, and the rest of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills cast fight, it's generally among themselves. Mm-hmm. But this week, something has united them all in a battle against a common enemy.
Yeah, nothing brings frenemies together like a shared anger or some absolute lunatics on social media.
Yeah, it truly is the thread that connects us all.
It really is.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. It's Wednesday, August 24th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
Richies, the words Real Housewives and drama are synonymous. Like, we know this. You can't watch the show without getting truly top-notch frenemy drama.
Yeah.
And I feel like the Beverly Hills wives really have taken that to task. They're like, you know, say less. We're on it.
Yeah.
They're just constantly just going at each other.
Mm-hmm.
But lately, things have seemed to really heat up between Garcelle Bouvet and her fellow housewives, Erica Jane, Lisa Rinna, and Diana Jenkins. And to anyone following that saga, you know that these feuds go way back.
Yeah. So tension between Garcelle and Diana kind of amped up in last week's episode. The housewives were at a charity event for a charity that Dorit is working with called Homeless Not Toothless.
I can't with that name.
I know.
Truly, my mouth was just, what?
I know. And there was a lot of discussion about the name of that charity. People are like, just change the name.
I know. It's such an easy fix.
And what's crazy is that Lisa Rinna and Sutton Strack were like going at it. Like they were fighting at this dinner among people who had no idea what was going on, like across a table.
That's my favorite. That's the kind of drama I love being there for.
It was so crazy. But then out of literally nowhere during this fight, Diana comes for Garcelle and she's like, you're the most guarded of all the women. I'm like, what does this have to do with anything? And so they kind of got into it. And then after that, Garcelle called Diana a total bitch in her confessional, which I got it. Like, Garcelle is just, oh, man. I love her so much. Like, just the things she says. And she's like, you want to know me? Google me. It's like, I love
you
so much.
Which is just such a great line to anybody.
Oh, it really is. So Garcelle has kind of had this, like, longstanding frenemy-type relationship with Lisa Rinna.
Yeah.
And, you know, their tension started back in season 10 after Garcelle disagreed with Lisa about digging into Denise Richards' alleged affair with former housewife Brandi Glanville. And then Garcelle and Erica have butted heads multiple times on the show. Now it's kind of escalated because Garcelle has been questioning Erica's drinking because Erica has been mixing alcohol with her antidepressants.
Yeah.
And so Garcelle has been kind of like talking to the other women on the show and being like, do you think Erica has a problem? Do you think maybe she could be an alcoholic? And, you know, Erica doesn't like that.
No, Erica doesn't. Which, I mean, it's hard to say because being an alcoholic is, this is a very typical first response to that kind of inquiry. But
yeah,
far be it from me to qualify her as whatever.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
But in last week's episode, things really just heated up between Erica and Garcelle when Erica confronted Garcelle about her comments on her drinking during Lisa Rinna's beauty event.
You have a drinking problem?
No, I don't have a drinking problem.
Neither do I, but you tried to push it.
Have I said it about you? Yeah, I thought you did. Because there were so many instances where you were out of control.
Three.
Okay. I got together with these ladies and I said, does Erica seem like something's happening with her?
Okay, but is that to make Erica look bad or is that out of genuine
Erica,
concern?
I don't have to make you look bad. You can do that on your own.
I just have to say, this is why I think we should all have reality shows, because the ability to just literally have receipts on hand, like cutting to the actual conversation, is just, if only.
If only. So many times in my life, I'm like, God, I wish I could roll the tape.
I know.
But like, again, the conversation had nothing to do with this.
I know.
Like, Sutton was talking about something completely different. And Erica, as Erica loves to do, was like, oh, but I have a drinking problem. And then somehow brought it back to this. Erica, you have lawsuits upon lawsuits going on. Do you really want to be in the spotlight right now? Like, let somebody else fight.
Or maybe she's like, this will distract from my plenty of lawsuits.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, we aren't talking about a lawsuit in this episode, so
that's
it half worked.
That's a good point. It's funny, though, because when Garcelle was like, oh, I don't need to make you look bad. You do that all on your own. I was like, oh, shit. Mic drop.
Everyone's face is just like, it was good.
I will say, I don't think Garcelle is trying to, like, start drama. I do think she was, like, genuinely concerned that maybe Erica shouldn't be drinking and mixing her meds. But of course, you know, Erica can't accept that because Garcelle's not one of her besties.
Well, did anyone else get just like that vibes?
Arisha, I'm not watching that trash show.
Well, at one point they're like, we think that Miranda has a drinking problem, and she says it to Carrie, and Carrie's like, no, it's fine, whatever. And it's like, very similar to this situation.
Yeah, no, that is actually really similar.
Interesting. But because, you know, this is the Housewives and this is the age of social media.
Yeah.
There has been so much feedback, positive and negative.
Yeah.
And the thing is, when it comes to critiquing, using that very lightly, it's expected. They're adults. They signed up for this.
Right.
But the people that did not sign up for this are their kids. And that is true for all celebrities. Like, children did not sign up for their parents to be celebrities.
Right.
And just yesterday, Garcelle's son, Jax, shared some of the ugliness that he's been subjected to in a video that he posted to his Instagram story. And it shows him scrolling through notifications for his last post from July 17th. And he captioned the footage, I'm a fucking 14-year-old. Leave me alone, please.
Yeah. So in the video, you can see comments calling Jax and his family immigrants. They accuse his mom, Garcelle, of using race for everything. There's some comments calling Garcelle fame hungry, uneducated, a D-list actress, which have some respect. I'm sorry. These people who probably just know her from The Housewives, like, again, Google her.
Yeah. And also, PSA, unless you're an indigenous person, you don't get to call people immigrants in this country. I'm sorry.
Yep.
So stand down.
God, I got in a fight with somebody about this on Facebook, of course, years ago. Of course, that's Facebook. And I'm like, you know that you're an immigrant, right? And she's like, I was born in Minnesota. I was like, baby, I can't have this conversation with you.
Yeah.
So a lot of these comments on Jax's post were directed towards Garcelle's 31-year-old son, Oliver, who has previously struggled with addiction. Mm-hmm. And one comment said, your mom calling Erica an alcoholic when your older brother was a drug addict, pot calling the kettle black. Another comment said, why is your mom obsessed with Erica's alcohol intake? Shouldn't she be worried about your brother Oliver's drug intake instead? Jax also posted a screenshot on his Instagram story of a comment that said, you'd have your neck kneeled on if it weren't for your white daddy. Tell your mom to leave Diana alone or you'll deal with us. And, you know, Jack's caption on that was like, you've kind of gone too far, which, yeah, you think?
Yeah, you have gone too far. I feel like whenever stuff like this happens and it's a person of color, some racial, racist shit comes into play. And it's just,
of course,
so gross. It's so disgusting. And it boggles my mind. And all of this time, I said this, I think earlier this week, where it's like, okay, if Garcelle was an accountant, would you be DMing her children about how she did your taxes? It's just so weird that people are like, oh, because I see you on my TV, that means I can do whatever I want. I can say whatever I want. And it's like, these are her children who have nothing to do with this show.
I know. It's also like the comments talking about how she should be worried about Oliver's drug intake and not Erica's alcohol. It's like, did you ever maybe think for a second that seeing addiction in her son helps her recognize it in other people?
Mm-hmm. And also, I'm pretty sure you can be worried about more than one person at a time.
Right.
Just as a quick heads up.
Just like how these people are worried about way too much that doesn't involve them.
Yes.
And way too many people.
Exclusively things that do not involve them.
Yeah.
But I think it can be said, generally speaking, unless you're Casey Anthony, moms do not mess around when it comes to their kids. And just before Jax shared that video, Garcelle tweeted at the social media trolls who came for her son and asked them to make it stop.
Yeah. So Garcelle tweeted, I'm usually a very strong woman. I've been raised to be strong. My life has taught me to be strong. But when it comes to my kids, it hurts. It's not okay. She also said that she was in tears all night. And she was like, you know, it's just a TV show. People scream at your TV, throw something at your TV, but leave our kids alone. Mm-hmm. Hashtag R-H-O-B-H.
I just think this is ridiculous. I mean, I know you've dealt with something like this where people come for not you. Like, they'll come for people related to you.
Yes.
And it's like, what the hell is going on here?
Someone DM'd my dog's Instagram page. It's like, are you unwell?
They have to be. They have to be.
The strength it took for me to not reply as my dog, I will tell you right now, I wanted to so bad. It's like, don't do it. But like, yeah, no, it's like, come on. Just, it's a TV show. My God.
I know. Yeah. So this morning, just this morning, Garcelle posted an update from Jax to her social media. And in the statement, Jax says he's just a kid trying to get through his first week of high school, which if you think back to your first week of high school, can you imagine having to deal with all of this on top of your first week of high school?
Honestly, I can't imagine dealing with social media in general in high school.
I know. I am so grateful that it came just after I left high school because I'd be screwed.
Me too.
I'd be dead in a ditch for sure right now. But in the statement, Jax says he doesn't want to deal with middle-aged women spamming him with racist and crude comments, which I think we all do not want to deal with.
No, of course not. And, you know, Jax also said he didn't sign up for this show, just like you said. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't want anything to do with the show's drama. He also stresses that he just wants to be a normal kid. And he ends the statement by thanking people who sent him constant support and positive comments. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
God, I can't imagine, like, it's got to be so weird.
Yeah.
Like, getting bombarded with these comments because your mom is on a TV show. It's just like,
I can't imagine. Like,
yeah.
The inability to separate relatives from the person is just peak trash social media.
Well, what's really funny is, like, you know, I read some of these comments and there were two comments actually from two different people, quote unquote, different, exact same comment with like the same errors. And then there was another comment that's like, I hope you know these are all bots. And I was like, you know what? They probably are.
Yeah.
And then there was one comment, the light in the darkness, that said, you cute as fuck.
I was like, that's so sweet.
Yeah. I was like, oh man, bless this person. Yeah. You cute as fuck.
Yeah. That'll definitely, you know, raise any 14-year-old spirits, I feel like.
Yeah, for sure.
But I will say the silver lining in this absolute catastrophe of a weather storm is that it looks like the housewives all agree on something, because after Jax posted his comments on Instagram, Lisa Rinna chimed in on her own social media demanding a ceasefire on all of their children.
Yeah, so on Instagram, Lisa wrote, "We are doing a TV show. We try to entertain you. Why can't you treat it like wrestling, for God's sake? Love us, love to hate us, but leave the kids alone. What I was just sent about Garcelle's son is disgusting and unacceptable." Mm. And then, you know, Lisa said, "They didn't sign up for this. What are you doing? The kids, all of our kids, should be off limits. So stop it now. Enough is enough." And then Garcelle retweeted Lisa's post and she wrote, "This has to stop. They're just kids."
Yeah. I keep trying to understand. And it's like, you can't understand irrational behavior where it's like, I'm upset about something that I saw on a television show. Which
I know
it's called a reality show, but people do realize it's not legitimately reality. So getting that worked up about it and then finding family members to go after, it's just...
I know.
It's unhinged behavior.
It really is. Very unhinged.
So, I mean, the housewives, you know, they're out there. They're very dramatic. There's going to be a lot of criticism. They know that when they sign up. They're not fools.
Right.
They're rich. They don't have filters. A lot of straight up bad behavior we get to see every week.
Yeah.
But I think we're all agreed that the kids should be off limits. Like,
yeah,
there can't, there are, but it's like, there can't be people that think as long as they're on the show, they're fair game.
I know. And I think, like, first, I just want to say, like, they do have filters, but only on their photos. and I think family in general should be off limits. Like, if your family isn't, I mean, like, I know their husbands and boyfriends and their kids even are on the show sometimes, but it's just because they're their family. It's not like they signed up to be stars of this show. So family in general should be off limits. It doesn't, like, what if we found these trolls families and then, you know, went after them? I bet they wouldn't love it.
I just, like, at the end of the day, this is their job. So unless you're going to find the family of the cashier at Ralph's because you're upset with how they checked you out, then don't find the family of these housewives. It's unnecessary, it's overkill, and you need to just calm down.
It's weird. It's weird, and that's like, that's the society. That is the society of reality TV especially.
I know. And they're 14 years old. Like, this kid is more concerned about when that acne is going to go away. And he shouldn't have to be worrying about these people talking about killing him. Like, for goodness sakes.
Yeah, he's just trying to choke down some dried chicken nuggets in the cafeteria. He doesn't want to listen to your bullshit. Like, let this kid live.
He's got homecoming coming up. Like, come on.
Yeah, he could be king.
That's really stressful.
Yeah.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the new kids and family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. Once Upon a Beat.